Mr. Herman.
Poop again! Party on, dude!
10, 5, 4, 3, 2.
Extreme close up!
Welcome back
2007.
Hey, come on now.
Sorry.
As if the title. Well, hold on to your gas. Hold on to your gas, folks. We should. If ever we had a shirt, one of these days, maybe in the next 5 years, we'll get merch.
Yeah.
But we need to make a shirt that says "Hold on to your gas."
Yeah, and it's apropos of nothing.
In no context whatsoever.
Yeah, except that's always appropriate.
Whatever. Anyway, welcome back into the Radcast, everybody. Thank you all for listening to last week.
Mm-hmm.
If ever there was an application for the word banger, last week's episode was one of them.
It was. And it's very, very good.
Yes, we had a great time with our good buddy Joe Gilbert talking about 90s hockey.
Yeah, the two of us, we mentioned it on the episode, mm-hmm. but the two of us have already been in conversation about what does that sequel look like to that episode?
Exactly.
Because it's one of those to where the first movie is so popular that it already gets a sequel.
Yeah.
Probably think very, very, very high of ourselves. But it was a very, very good episode. Had a very good time with Joe and cannot wait to do it again.
Yes. I mean, and I wouldn't even think it's being presumptuous because if you listen to the episode, we said multiple times.
That's true.
And we had notes mm-hmm. to where we didn't even, you know, we just scratched the surface with some of the stuff we could.
Yeah.
You can go more in depth with goaltenders, players, playmakers,
video games,
faux pas. And then one thing we didn't even talk about was the rivalries of the 1990s.
I prepared so much stuff
mm-hmm.
and the episode is an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And I still had so much stuff that we hadn't touched on yet.
Yeah. So there will be a part two somewhere in the future.
Part deux.
Part deux. And hopefully our good buddy Chris Haney will join us for that, like we mentioned in the episode before. However, we are doing another year of our year-by-year retrospectives, like Matt yelled at the beginning, 2007.
I proclaim.
Yes. And everything. And it's also cool because everything that we're going to talk about is 15 years old this year at the time that we're recording it in 2022.
Yeah. Part of me doesn't want to acknowledge that because that feels just so weird. That's something I still remember so vividly is 15 years old.
In 2007, in the spring of 2007, we were 15. And then summer, we turned 16. And then the fall of 2007, we were 16. Sophomores in high school. Altogether, 16.
Yep.
15, 16 years old. Still in high school. But we will get into those events like we normally do with these year-by-year retrospectives. But before all that, Matt, mm-hmm. why don't you let everyone know where they can still find us?
You can still find us. Right now, our only social media is Instagram. I plan on getting Twitter going.
The Twitter twatter of little feet.
But for right now, anything like Twitter or Facebook, I promote stuff on my personal mm-hmm. accounts.
Same.
Twitter, actually, it just occurred to me the other day, why am I not promoting Radcast stuff on my Twitter?
Mm.
Because with Sucktastic Cinema and the previous iteration of the Radcast, I could just retweet stuff that I already posted on those pages.
Uh-huh.
But fuck it. I'll just promote on my own personal page.
All right. Say, sounds good to me.
Sounds good to P, because I said a lot of P's in there.
Yes. Eventually, when we do YouTube stuff, it will be under the Twin Freaks moniker, because mm-hmm. it's going to encompass all of our projects that we've been a part of.
Yep, yep.
At least the archives.
Yeah, and then find us on all podcast apps, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, stuff like that. Wherever applicable, please rate and review. Really helps us out.
Yes, thank you very much. So let's get into 2007. And
2007!
For those of you familiar with what we do, we're talking the deaths and world events at the beginning, and then movies, music, television premieres. We've also added some of the television finales.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which it'll be for shows pre-2000.
Yeah.
So anything from any decade before that.
Anything that we wouldn't cover already in this run of the 2000s. Because I'm sure there were shows that started in like 2004 that ended here. And we're going to talk about those shows on 2004.
When they premiered.
Exactly.
So
like the George Lopez show?
Like the George Lopez show.
That's not true. I don't know.
But those of you who
like the George Lopez show.
But just anything under the 2007 umbrella. Again, if we miss anything in any of these subjects, don't hate us. Not for those reasons, at least.
Hate me because you ain't me.
Exactly. Those were on shirts in 2007.
Yeah.
So let's get into the people who were no more in 2007.
Yes.
So, and as you can hear, even off the bat,
we've depleted all the resources.
we show the utmost amount of reverence, as you can hear.
Yes.
So 2007, one of the biggest ones was Anna Nicole Smith.
Yeah, I remember that.
So Anna Nicole Smith, I remember the day that happened, after it happened.
Yeah.
Just one of the teachers at our school who our dad was friends with, and we had for multiple classes came in.
So our dad was a teacher at our school.
Our dad was a teacher.
If you're new here, you may not know
that. Our dad's been a teacher for over 30 years, and he taught at our school. But the teacher came in, and he's like, well, Anna Nicole Smith is dead. And he's kind of said,
my curse worked.
he said it very flippantly because of just kind of who I like the teacher a lot, but you know, it would be easy for him to write off who would be considered the dregs of society.
Yeah. At that point, she was a laughing stock.
She was a punchline.
Like, she was a tabloid darling.
All of especially her whole rise in prominence.
I'm not saying it was right.
No.
What she was.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Playboy playmate.
Yeah.
Known for
Guess Jeans girl.
Known for her body, and then later her laughable body of work.
Yes.
Known to be seen as one of the earlier, more prominent gold diggers, at least in the 90s. Mm-hmm. She married a corpse of a human being and an old man.
I'm sure you can Google like Anna Nicole Smith and first husband, I think.
I think her second husband.
Yeah,
I think she had one before when she was known. When she was known, what could be known as quote unquote white trash.
Kind of similar, and I can see how she draws parallels to herself and Marilyn Monroe. Marilyn Monroe started off, like farm girl, and then became this icon.
She was advertised as that, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
And she was also in the very underrated and funny Naked Gun 33 1/3.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, she was.
But in the 2000s, she was known for being a ditzy kind of bimbo, airheaded, blonde who was made fun of for her weight and for her stupidity.
Yeah, because I was in flux.
Yeah, but she had her own reality show on the E! Network.
Yeah, yeah.
And then later on at the end of her life, she was known for her
Trim spa
and then kind of her paternity issues with her daughter. So
unfortunately,
she was a victim of the fame that she garnered.
She hit a window of time where she was extremely famous to the point to where stuff could potentially roll off your back.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you almost, not bullet, sort of bulletproof.
Yeah.
It's like it does, like, so in demand, and then it got to a point to where fame kind of turned on her.
Yeah, and it led to problems with drug and alcohol, and eventually that's what caused her to pass away.
Yeah.
So Anna Nicole Smith, someone who had a very parallel journey, Luciano Pavarotti.
Ah, yes.
One of the four
sex
tenors.
Symbol. Yeah.
Exactly. It's not hard. I don't know why people think opera's
hard. It really
hard.
Isn't. It's really not. We just did it.
Yeah, exactly.
There's already two of the four tenors right here in this room.
Exactly. You all just heard it, and so did all my neighbors.
Yes.
So that's how easy it is. But Luciano Pavarotti.
Yeah.
Blowjob! That's enough. That's
a sex symbol.
Yeah, okay. He's making requests, it sounds like.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Author Kurt Vonnegut.
Before the show's even over. Just giving you an idea of what he's looking for. He's got roadies that are picking out the most attractive female audience
members.
Exactly. Taking them below the stage.
Aerosmith, Def Leppard, Motley Crue, Pavarotti.
Yeah. Pavarotti in the Round is one of my favorite concert videos.
He's singing in Italian. I don't know.
Italian sexy. I don't know.
Anyway, author Kurt Vonnegut.
Uh-huh.
Something that kind of hit home for us. And is a tragedy on so many levels.
Yeah, yeah.
Chris Benoit, famous pro wrestler, who up to this point before the murder-suicide yeah. that he and his family were involved in, he killed his yeah. wife and his son and killed himself.
Yeah.
So nothing...
That's what... He did
yeah.
that.
He like, did that, yeah.
I don't care, like, regardless of the reasoning, mm-hmm. regardless of his brain being so riddled with CTE, mm-hmm. it looked like that of an 80-year-old Alzheimer's patient. Like, all the reasoning I've heard...
From apologists,
from people who don't excuse what he did, but still acknowledge... And he, as a wrestler, he was master of his craft.
Yeah, I don't know if I mentioned, he was a pro wrestler. And yeah. at this time, like you said, master of his craft, technical,
yeah.
expert, savant, whatever yeah. you want to say, and one of the most popular
yeah.
wrestlers on the WWE roster.
He killed his family.
He killed his family.
I don't give a fuck. Yeah. He killed his family.
And that's the thing is, you can still respect his work. We're not taking sure. that away. Because
he's a tremendous wrestler.
Exactly. And I heard the quote today, or not today, I heard the quote a couple weeks ago.
I think I know what you're saying. Yeah, James on Crime and Sports, a
podcast we listen to called Crime and Sports. One of the hosts, James Petrogello, said, with Benoit, Bill Cosby, anybody who does atrocious yeah. things, your art is not yours anymore when yeah. you do that. It belongs to the people
yeah.
who listen to
because,
it.
Because and he was speaking to the, like, when you first... Like, when you first experienced that art, like, mm-hmm. before you knew anything about it, like,
yeah.
you experienced the art, it has to do with, like, you know, that is Saturday nights with your friends in the basement mm-hmm. watching wrestling.
Yeah.
That is, you know, staying up late to watch Bill Cosby himself. That is, mm-hmm. like, your wonderful experiences, that shit is mine now.
Yeah.
That's not yours anymore.
It doesn't belong to you anymore.
I still have a very difficult time separating the art from the artist.
Yeah.
But I remember in my car when because they did Chris Benoit on one of the more recent yeah. episodes. Mm-hmm. And in my car, I was like, I've never heard that before.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, put it in that perspective. Mm-hmm. I was like, I like that.
Yeah. I don't know. Like you said, with some things, it's harder for me yeah. to do. But yeah. the general idea of that, of... Once you've done atrocious things, R. Kelly's music.
Yeah,
you know, once you've done atrocious things yeah. to people, you that's not you.
Yeah.
Your art isn't yours.
Yeah,
anymore.
With
you
R. Kelly,
you don't deserve
yeah,
it.
Yeah, the
anymore.
R. Kelly example he gave was like, you go see Space Jam in the theaters, and at the end, I Believe I Can Fly comes on, and you're taken in by the whole movie.
Go to Sam Gooding by the soundtrack.
Yeah, and you're like, that's a great song. I'm gonna go buy the soundtrack. Like the happy memories mm-hmm. associated with that, like that's yours mm-hmm. now, kind of
yeah.
thing.
That doesn't mean I'm gonna go right to watching Bill Cosby himself for the
no.
Cosby Show.
No.
But like I said, the idea is a good idea of
yeah.
once you forfeit the right to owning your property anymore when you do atrocious things to people.
Yeah.
When it comes to entertainers,
sure.
stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Evel Knievel
mm-hmm.
passed away. Evel Knievel, obviously a huge pop culture icon of the 70s, and then
yeah.
also he had a presence. People knew who he was
right.
in the 80s and 90s
yeah.
and everything. Daredevil. Famous
yeah.
Daredevil.
Yeah, he's the Daredevil.
He's the Daredevil.
Him
yeah.
and Daredevil.
Exactly. Yvonne DiCarlo, who's Lily Munster
yeah.
in The Munsters. I'll just ask you this just in general.
No,
we're not going to talk about
it. The Rob Zombie trailer.
Okay, yeah. Whatever.
Jay Bowman of Red Letter Media
yeah.
is a YouTube channel that we like. Shared it and said it looked more like a Halloween root beer commercial played during Halloween.
I like that.
Like he said it looked more like the characters being portrayed in like a Halloween commercial.
Yeah, it's super,
for like root beer or candy or something.
It's super hammy
yeah.
and campy. And if you watch The Munsters, Rob Zombie gets the spirit.
Yeah.
In parts, again, this is just from a 2.5 minute trailer.
Yeah.
Which
I haven't watched, yeah, by the way.
I
can't say anything.
I watched
to
it.
Okay.
It gets the spirit. He definitely, I've never watched any of the Munsters movies.
Yeah.
From like the late 60s and the 70s
yeah.
and none of like the recast stuff.
I love the show, though.
I love the show.
Yeah.
He gets the spirit of it
yeah.
in parts. I don't know.
Yeah.
Again, we're not going to dive
yeah,
into
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
Sean Taylor, who was
football player, yeah.
cornerback,
Redskins.
Defensive back
yeah.
for
or
the
Commanders
Redskins.
Now. But
yeah, yeah,
they
yeah,
were
yeah.
the Washington Redskins. Yeah.
yeah. Charles Nelson Reilly.
Charles Nelson Reilly.
As a kid, I just knew him from the Inside the Actor's Studio skit
yeah.
with Alec Baldwin.
Yep.
But he was a regular on top
mainstay on game shows. Yeah, did voice work. Yeah, obviously.
Lady Bird Johnson, former first lady, mm-hmm. wife
Hank
of
Hill's dog. Yeah,
wife of LBJ.
LBJ.
Ingmar Bergman, famous director.
Mm-hmm.
Dan Fogelberg.
Yes.
Longer than
there are fishes in the ocean.
There are too many windows in this hot hotel.
Illinois, I'm your boy.
A former lover in the grocery store.
Dan Fogelberg.
Yes.
He would be happy with those performances.
I think he would.
Yeah.
He would. Yolanda King, daughter, mm-hmm. Civil rights activist.
Right, Martin Luther King Jr.
Yeah, daughter.
Coretta Scott King.
Yeah. She was a civil rights activist and daughter of Coretta Scott
yeah.
King.
And Martin Luther King Jr. Yeah.
Merv Griffin, who he's a famous talk show host, but I knew him mainly from the Merv Griffin show episode of Seinfeld.
As soon as you mentioned Martin Luther King Jr., the scene from not trading places, Coming to America.
It's like, Dr. King! He's like, oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were somebody else.
Coming to America
is hilarious. Yeah. Bam Bam Bigelow, another famous wrestler.
Yeah. From Asbury Park, New Jersey.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
the flame tattoo on his skull.
Also,
great worker.
For all 90s movies fans, he was a Major Payne briefly.
Fantastic. Dude is 400 pounds, but he was super nimble.
Do a moonsault.
Yeah, exactly.
Tom Poston, famous character actor.
If you love
Newhart.
Yeah.
If you love it, a lot of stuff, a lot of TV shows and movies from the 70s and the 80s and the 90s. Tom Poston,
you would know him if you saw him, kind of a long face.
Yeah. You know, talks like this. I'm going to go over and talk to Dick and Joanna.
Yeah.
You know, kind of talks like that. I was afraid you were going to be somebody's boy toy in prison. That's from a Newhart episode.
Yeah.
But Tom Poston, again, if you Google image search him, you'll recognize him right off the bat. He's a character actor, especially watched stuff in the 90s.
Well, just one of those. That's what character actors. I was having a conversation with a friend of mine earlier today about character actors, and they are like, you almost never know their names, but you always are like, oh, I know that person.
Yeah,
I've seen them in
There's
this.
There's a documentary made about it.
What's it called?
It's I think it's called I Know That Guy or something
Something like, Daniel, then they made like I Know That Girl.
Yeah.
Character
actors are the lifeblood of movies.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Goulet, famous voice, Canadian.
Vera said that.
Vera said that. I mean, for the longest time.
Yeah.
Canadian crooner.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Known for his voice.
Naked Gun 2.5.
Another Naked Gun reference. Yes. Joey Bishop, one of the lesser known members of the Rat Pack.
Yeah.
But he was in there. He would even say,
but I was in there. But I was there. I am right there.
He was an entertainer in
My
his own right.
My hand is on Frank Sinatra's shoulder. I'm in that famous picture right there.
Yeah.
They're in front of the Palisades or whatever it was.
Yeah. So Joey Bishop, Porter Wagner. Known for being like a flashy, flamboyant country singer.
Yeah.
He had his own show, Porter Wagner show. Yeah. Marcel Marceau, really the only, like, not the only famous mime, but the only one that I think in pop culture you can name.
Yeah.
Alice Ghostly, who was another character actress.
Yeah,
she was the shop teacher in Grease.
Oh, yeah.
Bill Walsh, famous football coach.
Mm-hmm. West Coast offense,
San Francisco 49ers.
Yep. A lot of like future NFL head coaches like Steve Mariucci or Mike Holmgren studied underneath Bill Walsh.
Yeah, exactly. Don Ho, who again, 70s tiny bubbles.
Hawaiian
crooner.
I met her in a grocery store.
Yes, thank you. Phil Rizzuto. Famous Yankee and Yankee announcer.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Snyder, another kind of late night talk show host. Bob Evans, other famous Bob Evans
from
restaurant chain.
The restaurant chain.
Yes. Ernie Ladd, Big Cat Ernie
Big Cat
Ladd,
Ernie
one
Ladd.
Of the early legends of the 60s, 50s and 60s, 70s.
Yeah.
Black athletic icon.
I was going to say, he's a former NFL player, too.
Yeah.
That was a big, in the territory days, big deal. Like, with main event attraction
the
is
the first, like, black
booker. Yeah, a black man. Same, like, him and, like, Junkyard Dog and stuff. Same thing.
Yep.
Bobo Brazil was the same thing. Yeah.
A well-known black wrestler, but not on the iconic level of Ernie Ladd, Bad News Brown.
Yeah.
Wrestled in Stampede, wrestled in WWF.
Yeah.
Carl Gotch, who, no, is, wrestler, who is a famous German wrestler.
Yeah.
Roscoe Lee Brown, who did a lot of voice work, did a lot of like on-screen stuff. We would know him as Kingpin on the Spider-Man the Animated Series.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bob Clark, who directed A Christmas Story and Porky's.
Yeah, yeah.
Which if you listen to our...
Porky's episode.
If you listen to our Christmas Story 2 episode, it sounds like they're trying to go for a Porky's
Of Sucktastic Cinema.
They're trying to give... sounds like they're trying to give Ralphie some little bit of Porky's influence.
We're going for a little Porky's influence here.
It's uncredited Porky's influence.
Yeah.
Tammy Faye Baker.
Oh, man.
Famous in the 60s and 70s and 80s for being a part of the Christian Broadcasting Network and married to televangelist Jim Baker.
The rise of like celebrity televangelists.
Yep.
And she was somebody who, she was part of that, but she wasn't part of that.
Yeah,
like she struggled with drugs and all that stuff.
She was a part of some of the money laundering.
Yeah,
she
is not.
She's an accessory to those things.
But in terms of the Christian attitude and mindset, she did not ascribe to the same hateful bigotry that a lot of those televangelists did. On the Christian Broadcasting Network, she had a TV show, and as a guest, she had an AIDS patient, a homosexual man who had AIDS, and that was like, already that was taboo in the 80s, but on the Christian Broadcasting Network, and not only that, excuse me, she didn't have him on to lambast him, she had him on to tell him she loved him.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, to give him a platform. She saw him as a human and said, I love, you know, like, I really, I love you.
Yeah.
And she came under fire for that.
Mm-hmm.
And up into her death, she never abandoned those principles of like really loving people.
Yeah.
She is an LGBTQ plus like icon in that community because of like how she surrounded herself with them and stuff.
Yeah.
And really, you're just like, you know, it's just, I just want, the Lord loves you and I love you.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter who you are. It's kind of thing. And so definitely a very good example.
Yeah,
and when she came out of everything, a very good example of what like Christ-like love.
For all her
like
flaws, she was seemed like a lovely person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Tammy Faye Baker, Stu Nahan, if you watch the first four Rocky movies, like he's the voice. Hello everybody, I'm Stu Nahan here with Bill Baldwin.
Yeah. I'm Alec Baldwin.
Billy Baldwin. We hit it with the trip hammer. Billy Baldwin.
I'm Alec Baldwin. That was a Simpsons reference, Steven. Try and keep up, please.
I was trying to move on.
Okay.
Larry Ward, who is uncredited in the Star Wars universe, but he played he was the voices of in Return of the Jedi and in the first Star Wars, Jabba the Hutt and Greedo, respectively.
Oh, right.
And
Jabba shot first.
Yeah, Jabba shot first.
That's the controversy,
And
right?
Finally, one of the more famous female wrestlers of all time and one of the most famous managers, Sherry Martel.
Ah, Scary Sherry.
Scary Sherry.
Sensational Sherry. Sister Sherry.
Exactly.
She's
a legend.
What a badass.
What a legend.
Oh, she was great.
So those were the deaths of 2007.
Yep. All right, now we're going to get to some world events.
Yeah.
World events. 2007 world events. The Lakota people, a Native American tribe, proclaim independence and withdraw all their treaties with the United States, and they establish the Republic of Lakota as a separate country. The Mitchell Report is publicly released, listing the names of 89 Major League Baseball players that have presumably used anabolic steroids and human growth hormones. Notable players named include Roger Clemens and Miguel Tejada. ¿Por qué no te callas? Why don't you shut up? Incident between King Juan Carlos of Spain and Venezuela's President Hugo Chavez.
Why don't you shut up?
Yes, I didn't. When I was making notes, I should have looked more into that, but mm-hmm. I think it's funny. It's called the Why Don't You Shut Up Incident.
No, like the No Mas incident.
Roberto Duran, exactly. The Dalai Lama receives the United States Congressional Gold Medal.
Big hitter, the Lama.
The big hitter, the Lama. Yeah, exactly. And he won the gold medal.
Good for
him.
He's
a gold medalist.
Gold medalist, the Dalai Lama, yeah, number five.
Speaking of gold medals, after years of angry denials, triple gold medal winning American sprinter Marion Jones admits she used steroids in 2000 and 2001. She pleads guilty to lying to federal investigators, announces retirement in a tearful apology. The medals are returned to USOC. That's just, you work your whole life mm-hmm. for something like that.
Yeah.
And that's the way, I mean, it's her fault.
No, of course.
But, I mean, she shouldn't have done that. You know, if a few times in here we mentioned that in terms of steroids and baseball and stuff like that, like, that's kind of when we came up watching yeah. baseball with steroids, mm-hmm. and we have nostalgia for it, and it's gotten to the point where steroids don't seem like such a big deal. But it is against the rules.
Yeah.
Either way, like,
it's hard when you try to not, but then yeah. you also still look at things through rose colored glasses yeah. and I don't know.
Yeah. It's that's a whole other nuanced issue mm-hmm. that either way that it sucks to see something like that end that yeah. way. Shinzo Abe announces his intention to resign as Prime Minister of Japan. Speaking of steroids, San Francisco Giants slugger Barry Bonds hits a 756 career home run to break Hank Aaron's longstanding MLB record.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
If you know us, you know we love Hank Aaron on this show.
Love Hank Aaron.
The I-35 West Mississippi River Bridge spanning the Mississippi River in Minneapolis, Minnesota, collapses during the evening rush hour. The Sopranos series finale on HBO was that infamous cut to black yeah. ending, which I know caused a lot of controversy. Newcastle, New South Wales, Australia is hit by the state's worst storms and flooding in 30 years, resulting in the death of 9 people and the grounding of a trade ship. The grounding of trade ship MV Pasha Bulker. Trains from North and South Korea cross the 38th parallel in a test run agreed by both governments. This is the first time that trains have crossed the demilitarized zone since 1953.
Yeah.
The Scottish National Party wins the national Midwest. The Scottish National Party wins the Scottish general election and becomes the largest party in the Scottish Parliament for the first time ever.
Oh.
Uh-huh. I know, right?
Yeah, I was up last night trying to think when that happened.
I know. Well, you know now. It's yeah. May 4th, 2007.
Cool.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel officially hands over the Waldseemüller map, which is the oldest known document to name America.
Oh.
She hands it over to the U.S. Library of Congress.
Cool.
She just had it under yes. her chair or something.
I was doing some spring cleaning.
Fine, I'll give it over. There you go. I don't know if that's how she sounds.
And I didn't even ask for any money in return.
Aren't I a good person? Anyway, yeah. American super swimmer Michael Phelps smashes his own world record to the 400-meter individual medley.
Do you know he has ADHD?
I did know that.
Yeah.
To win his record 7th gold medal at the World Championships in Melbourne, Australia. The U.S. Justice Department releases an internal audit that found that the Federal Bureau of Investigation had acted illegally in its use of the USA Patriot Act to secretly obtain personal information about U.S. citizens.
A government agency acted illegally? Are you serious?
It's unheard of, but this is a changing of the tides, Stephen,
exactly.
in America.
Yeah.
So, it used to be unheard of, and now it's all anyone seems
exactly.
to know.
Exactly. The new millennium may not have ended us as a human race, but it sure did end us morally.
I'll say. Japan launches its 4th spy satellite, stepping up its ability to monitor potential threats such as North Korea. Blogging website Tumblr is founded by David Karp. In New York.
David Karp from Mighty Ducks.
That's right. Oh, shit. How many fingers am I holding up? He wouldn't know that anyway. Shut up,
Peter.
Hey, Karp, how many fingers? It was sarcasm, Karp. Do you know what sarcasm is?
No.
Okay, so you do know what it is. We have a Mighty Ducks episode
yeah,
coming up, by the way, with the aforementioned Chris Haney. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Comet McNaught reaches perihelion, becoming the brightest comet in more than 40 years.
Ooh.
Right. Yeah, I can tell you're super intrigued by this, Steven.
Wrap it up.
Okay. Final Harry Potter book is published. I thought it said by Harry Potter.
My autobiography.
My autobiography.
Harry Potter and the Squatter.
It's him talking with someone who's squatting in the basement of Hogwarts. or he called, that's the wizard term for a toilet is a squatter.
Yes.
Harry Potter on the Squatter. The final Harry Potter book is published, and it's Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. The new Wembley Stadium in England is completed, and there will yet to be, and there will still, my joke is dead. I was going to say there will be still one empty seat when I wrestle at Wembley. It's from a Hulk Hogan song.
It's from Hulkster in Heaven.
Hulk Hogan and the big boot band or leg drop it. Doesn't matter. And then NASA launches Phoenix Mars lander.
Cool. So let's get on to the movies. Let's get on to the good stuff.
Let's get on to the show. Get on with the show.
So, movies from 2007. I'm not going to name everything from 2007 because I went through 10 pages of IMDb stuff. So
the
I'm not going to.
Things we do for you.
I'm not going to give 1,000 titles.
Yes.
So, The Mist, Juno, which is a wildly overrated movie.
I remember wanting to see. I was like, that looks kind of cool. And I watched it, and I was like, everyone, this is like,
people talked it up so much as something that's like quirky and funny. It's obnoxious.
I don't know. I feel like this is trying too hard.
It's too quirky for its own good.
Yeah, that's just my opinion.
Yeah,
a lot of people like it. That's fine.
Whatever. Into the Wild.
Again, too quirky for my liking.
Emile Hirsch, too skinny.
Yeah, exactly.
Too skinny for its own good.
Yeah, I'll just watch The Girl Next Door if I want my Emile Hirsch fix.
Yeah, baby. No Country for Old Men.
Ooh.
Fantastic
great movie. Yeah.
There Will Be Blood, which is prime Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah. Never seen it, so all I can say about it.
I've seen the picture of him staring at... with oil on his face.
Yes. staring at with oil on his face.
Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street, which is Tim Burton and his Tim Burton-iest.
Yep.
Ratatouille.
Mm-hmm.
That won some awards.
The Ratatouille Awards.
Spider-Man 3.
Oh, yeah.
Which, with Spider-Man having oil on his face.
Yeah, that's what that was.
Symbiote.
That's what all that sludge was.
Got a lot of memes coming from Spider-Man 3.
Mm-hmm. Saw that in theaters multiple times.
Yeah. Hated emo Peter Parker.
Same.
Didn't like it. Still don't like it.
Still don't like it.
Yeah.
No amount of memes is going to make that endearing to me.
Not a hateful level, but don't like it.
Oh, yeah. It was like... Oh, Tobey Maguire's not that good.
Oh, this is goofy.
Yeah.
Parts of the Caribbean at World's End.
Mm-hmm.
Transformers, which was a huge movie.
Oh, yeah.
Because especially bringing something like that to the screen, the way that they did it. I mean, obviously they're not big robots in real life. But
it's a big robot. Look out for the big robot.
Oh, who are these people?
Why weren't we in that movie?
We did voice work for it.
They asked us to
come in for ADR sessions.
Yeah.
We just told you what we just did.
Yeah, look at that big robot.
Look at that robot over there. Now it's a car.
That's another one.
They're over there.
They didn't use any of it.
No.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, if you watch Transformers, you don't hear that, then that's why they didn't use it. But what I was getting at was the way that humans interacted with these computer-generated, the computer-generated robots, it was really cool.
Oh yeah, and just the way that they transformed—that's that's was gonna make or break the movie. Yeah. I feel like, and it looked really, flowed really well.
Yeah, Superbad, which is it's known as a big comedy, especially the 2000s. It's fine.
Another one that I watched, and I was like, nah. It's fine.
It got so much fanfare. The first time I watched it, I was like, this isn't that funny. Then I watched it again, probably about 10 years ago, and I was like, this is fine.
It's fine.
It's all right. Yeah.
I see why it was so popular.
Yeah. He's different now, but that was back when Jonah Hill was his Jonah Hilliest.
Yes.
Very annoying.
Yeah.
Just known for being crass and heavy set.
Yep.
Takes more than that to make it work in the biz.
In this business, kid.
Yeah. And he figured it out. Watch Moneyball and Wolf of Wall Street.
It's gonna take more than that to be in this business, boy.
Yeah, exactly. Zodiac. About the Zodiac killer with Jake Gyllenhaal and Mark Ruffalo.
So not Brutus the Barber Beefcake.
Not Brutus the Barber Beefcake.
The Zodiac. Yeah.
Hot Fuzz.
Ah.
Yeah, one of the Edgar Wright, Simon Pegg, Nick Frost. collaborations?
I have never seen any of the collaborations. However, I've heard they're amazing, mm-hmm. and not because I haven't wanted to see them. I just haven't seen them.
Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix, Death Proof,
yeah.
American Gangster with Denzel,
yeah.
Shooter with Marky Mark.
I remember watching that at Matt Hudnut's house.
Mm-hmm. Across the Universe, Knocked Up, which again, one of those Judd Apatow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gross out, vulgar comedies.
Oh, yeah, it's so vulgar, but it's got heart.
Exactly.
Exactly.
310 to Yuma.
Mm-hmm.
Enchanted with Amy Adams.
Yeah.
Ghost Rider, which this was, again,
saw that in theaters.
This was production yeah. companies were all over the place. They had these properties, yep. Marvel properties, yeah. and they all were doing their own thing.
Oh, yeah.
We've mentioned in the past, it was like the Wild West.
Oh, yeah.
Until the MCU.
Yeah. Literally, in 08, we were talking about Iron Man. It was the start of all that. But before it, like we said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Walk Hard, the Dewey Cox story.
Never seen it.
I
heard it's really funny.
Yeah. I've seen scenes from it, and meh.
I love John C. Reilly.
I love John C. Yeah. Reilly. It's a
Frankie
funny,
Muniz.
Yeah. It's a funny concept.
Yeah.
Another funny concept, Norbit, with
yes.
Eddie Murphy. We were mentioning him earlier with one of his better movies.
It's one of those that over the years, it's just so, so stupid.
It's so absurdly
it
dumb.
It tickles me.
That's just.
It's one of those that's so stupid, but I'm not like, it's just, I am so fine with what it is.
I've had moments watching it where I'm just laughing so hard, and at the end of it, every time I'm like, that is so dumb.
Yeah.
And not like, oh, it's like, and not, I don't know, there's distinctions.
And not like, we're talking about the Naked Gun. Those are,
that can be seen as silly and
quote unquote dumb,
but like,
but it's good.
But you see the genius in it.
Yeah.
There's no genius in Norbert. It's just Norbit.
Yes.
It's
you
just
don't
so. Yes, it's so stupidly absurd.
Yeah.
Gone Baby Gone, which is a good
great movie.
The Rob Zombie Halloween, stupid.
Piece. Terrible.
It's garbage.
Horrible.
Planet Terror, Live Free or Die Hard, which is an over-the-top crazy movie, but it's enjoyable.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that.
It's the first Die Hard since Die Hard with Vengeance.
Yeah.
It was
the first PG-13 Die Hard.
Yeah. So. I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry, talking about stupid movies.
Yeah.
Shrek the Third.
Mm-hmm.
Ocean's 13.
Good movie.
Which is a great movie.
Yeah.
Bourne Ultimatum.
Never seen any of the Bourne movies.
Mr. Bean's Holiday, which I love Mr. Bean.
Love Mr. Bean.
Seen the first Mr. Bean movie from the 90s. Haven't seen this. Alvin and the Chipmunks. Whatever.
Yeah.
Alien vs. Predator Requiem. Yeah. Paranormal Activity.
Never seen
which
it.
It's in the same vein of like importance as like the found footage genre that Blair Witch Project was. Paranormal Activity before it became just super over the top, like it's seven sequels.
In terms of believability,
it's more grounded.
Leaves you as an audience being like, was this real?
Yeah.
Or it's kind of the 2000s Blair Witch Project.
Yeah. Fantastic Four, Rise of the Silver Surfer, which I've never been interested in the Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
So, like, it just, the first movie was boring, and I never saw that one.
Yeah.
Blades of Glory, another movie that I just was like, no thanks. Freedom Riders, which,
Hilary Swank.
It's the white savior type stuff.
It's the movie they play during finals week.
Yeah.
And it's like you're in a class where you don't have a final that week, and it's like this, we're just putting on a movie.
It's based on a true story, so it's not like Hollywood, white savior.
But still,
it falls in that white woman, a white man teacher comes to an urban setting and makes everything better. And
I don't watch it unless there's a corresponding Coolio music video.
Call Me When It's Dangerous Minds.
Exactly. Call Me When Michelle Pfeiffer makes an appearance.
I got all the time in the world for Michelle Pfeiffer.
I'll say.
Yeah, Lars and the Real Girl.
That's a good movie.
Yeah, it is a good movie, but I watched it relatively close when it came out on DVD.
Yeah.
It's a good movie. It's Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
But it is kind of strange.
Right.
But it's a good movie.
Yeah.
It's got a good message.
Yeah.
Rush Hour 3, epic movie,
mm-hmm.
National Treasure, Book of Secrets, The Nanny Diaries, Wild Hogs, which R.I.P. Ray Liotta.
Yeah.
Resident Evil Extinction, Hot Rod, which it's one of those like, it can be seen as like a dumb comedy.
Silly
but
and stupid,
it's
but
hilarious.
It's hysterical.
It's It's great. It's hilarious.
It is for 16-year-old boys. Yeah. And that's when we watched it.
Yeah. But it's still like...
It's still really
It has
funny.
That nostalgia. Yeah. And yeah. It's still there's some funny things. There's a cult following.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
TMNT, which is one of the...
animated.
Yeah, like the computer-generated. I think might have been the first attempt at a computer-generated, like, animated
it's
TMNT.
It's kind of a like Ninja Turtles reboot. Sort of.
In a way.
Yeah, kind of.
The game plan with The Rock, who, this may be an unpopular opinion, The Rock is not a very good actor.
I think he's corny as hell.
I
like him.
I like The Rock.
Yeah.
And his action roles are like, okay, that fits him.
Yeah.
That fits his acting style.
Yeah.
His comedy stuff, like, he has his certain delivery and, like, means of, like, the way he does the comedy. You put him with the foil of Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
It's fine.
But the thing is, like, he's always going to do that.
Yeah.
I can't see him in a dramatic role.
Yeah.
Like, just because it's The Rock. It's just his presence just doesn't.
Yeah.
It just doesn't give off to me, like, good dramatic work.
He's passable.
Yeah.
He's fun. He's
Again,
serviceable.
I like him. Super positive. Seems like a really good guy.
We'll see what Black Adam brings. Like, we'll see how he is in a heroic role as kind of an anti-hero, antagonist, whatever you want to call him.
Yep.
He's fine. He's passable, whatever.
Yeah.
He's not good.
Yeah.
He's fine. Again, I'm not an authority on it.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Whatever. These are just my opinions. The Bucket List, Morgan Freeman and Jack Nicholson.
Yes, yeah.
Run, Fat Boy, Run, which
good
is
movie.
It's a little known independent
Pegg.
Movie with Simon Pegg, but it's a good movie. The Simpsons movie, which that was a huge deal.
Saw it in theaters. Very big deal.
Because
they had never done a movie before.
Never done a movie. Big deal for us because we've grown up watching The Simpsons, loving The Simpsons,
mm-hmm.
being inspired by The Simpsons.
Yeah.
A little kind of foreshadowing there.
Mm-hmm.
Surf's Up.
Yeah, yeah.
Music and lyrics, which is
I've never seen it.
A nice movie. Drew Barrymore, Hugh Grant. Hugh Grant's an aging '80s pop star who's trying to. He's asked to write music for a up and coming pop star of the 2000s.
Yeah,
and there's the disconnect on when he was a pop star and when she's a pop star.
Oh, yeah.
Drew Barrymore.
Yeah, and plays anything in there. Really with Drew Barrymore,
mm-hmm.
it's gonna. Have some cuteness to it. Enjoyableness to
the
it.
The 80s style songs that are written,
yeah.
the original 80s style songs that are written for the British pop 80s band in the movie, are good.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a song called Pop Goes My Heart, which was like their hit song,
right.
which is like excellent
mm-hmm.
and prime like 80s music.
Yeah.
August Rush.
That's a good movie.
It's a good movie.
Yeah.
Evan Almighty, we saw that in theaters. That's not a good movie.
There was a time to where there was a lot of bad movies we see in theaters, but it was one of those things to where we didn't have our driver's license yet.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't get that until we were seniors.
Yeah.
And so anytime any of our friends that did have their driver's license on like a Saturday, were like, hey, want to hang out, want to go see a movie? Didn't matter what we were doing.
Yeah.
Didn't matter what movie we were seeing. We were going
because
we wanted to hang out, get out of the house, and be with our friends who could drive.
Yeah.
Because that was a new thing at that point.
Plus, we've been watching The Office since it first premiered.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, like, at that time, The Office was in its fourth season or so.
Yeah.
We were like, Steve Carell.
Oh,
like,
yeah, and it's Steve Carell.
Yeah. Trick or Treat, which is garnered
movie.
A cult
following.
Mm-hmm. It's a Halloween-centric kind of anthology movie.
Yep.
Dan in Real Life, another Steve Carell movie.
Yeah.
I've only seen that in parts and I didn't hear any of it
because
it was like on a bus ride somewhere.
Yeah.
Seems really depressing.
It's on a bus ride somewhere.
The bus ride and the movie.
Yeah.
Saw 4. Shoot 'em up.
Saw 4 what?
Saw 4 people go see Saw 4. We use this joke.
We already did that.
We used that already. Shoot 'em up. Mr. Magorium's Wonder Emporium. If you listen to Sucktastic Cinema,
oh god,
this
I know
next
this
movie
going.
we deemed the worst movie we've ever seen.
Yeah.
It was a slog to get through.
Yeah.
Brats. That's all we're
gonna
say.
God.
If you want to hear us,
and we did Biodome on that show.
If you want to hear us expound upon our hatred for it, go listen to Sucktastic Cinema, our episode about Brats.
It gets eviscerated.
Yeah, Elizabeth the Golden Age, which is a sequel to Elizabeth with Cate Blanchett.
Right.
Persepolis, which won the Academy Award for foreign film.
Oh, okay.
Nancy Drew with Emma Roberts, Tyler Perry's Why Did I Get Married, Stomp the Yard, which was a nice MTV style flick.
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen it.
Yeah.
Are We Done Yet? which is what some people might ask during these episodes. License to Wed, Daddy Day Camp, Fred Claus,
yeah.
Chaos Theory, which I remember watching it. Couldn't tell you a lot of what happened.
Yeah, I remember liking it. It was Ryan Reynolds in a dramatic role. Yeah.
Kicking It Old School with Jamie Kennedy.
Oh, yeah.
And the Academy Award winner for Best Screenplay, Who's Your Caddy?
Ah, yes.
And finally, Blood and Chocolate, which it's a movie I only know because first of all, it's a stupid name.
Yeah.
Second, the YouTube upload of the MTV documentary, quote-unquote, Fat Camp,
yeah.
which we've watched countless times.
Yeah, and now there's an upload without the commercials.
Yeah. It was an upload with commercials, and it kept showing a commercial for Blood and Chocolate.
Yeah.
Which I was like, what the hell is this movie?
Yeah.
So that was, sorry, that's not everything. Delta Farce, Firehouse Dog, Reno 911 Miami, Aqua Teen Hunger Force, movie film for theaters, Gracie, which stars Elizabeth Shue, directed by her husband, stories co-produced by her brother and her husband, David Guggenheim. Her brother, Andrew Shue, and her husband, David Guggenheim.
I love Elizabeth Shue.
It's partially based on Elizabeth Shue's childhood experiences.
I really like that. Yeah. That's cool.
The Anna Nicole Smith story, which starred Willa Ford, which I believe she was Willa Ford Madonna at that time.
Yeah, Mike went back to 90s hockey, Madonna.
The Donald Trump biopic, American Loser. Yeah. And finally, Uncle P, a film starring and produced by rap mogul and creator of the delicious rap snacks, Master P. Yes.
What year did Black Superman come out? Another Master P
movie. 2005, 2006 maybe?
All right, we'll Black have to make Superman. A note of
I
that.
Wish we still had that.
Oh, I know. All right, some music. Going to have some albums, and then at the end, kind of talk about some of the big chart toppers in 2007, or at least the most some popular songs. So we got Britney Spears' Blackout, Them Versus You Versus Me from Finger 11, Please Come Home, Dustin Kensrue, lead singer of Thrice. White Moth from Xavier Rudd. For Emma Forever Ago from Bon Iver. Neon Bible from Arcade Fire. Infinity on High from Fall Out Boy.
Ooh, yeah.
Which, when that came out, I was getting out of my Fall Out Boy phase. And now that I don't, like, my taste in music is far more eclectic and I'm not abandoning the things I liked when I was younger. I really like that album.
We dug it when it first came out and then really soon after that, we just kind of like kicked Fall Out Boy to the curb.
Oh yeah.
Now it's a great album.
Oh yeah. Icky Thump, The White Stripes, Because of the Times, Kings of Leon, great album.
They had a stretch of like five albums that were excellent.
Yeah. Minutes to Midnight, Linkin Park.
Mm-hmm.
In Rainbows, Radiohead.
Yeah.
Another great album.
I want to add an addendum to that statement.
Yeah.
I've only listened to the five albums that are good. I haven't listened to anything in the last 10 years.
Yeah. Come Around Sundown was the last full album that I listened to. It Won't Be Soon Before Long from Maroon 5. Year Zero, Nine Inch Nails.
Mm.
The Best Damn Thing from Avril Lavigne.
Ah.
Boxer from The National.
Ah.
Favorite Worst Nightmare from Arctic Monkeys. Raising Sand, Robert Plant and Alison Krauss.
Mm.
Alison Krauss. Fear of a Blank Planet from Porcupine Tree.
Fear of Blank Man.
Yeah, exactly. Graduation, Kanye West.
That was
a huge album. Not Too Late from Norah Jones. Good Girl Gone Bad from Rihanna. Era Vulgaris from Queens of the Stone Age, which is a good album.
Mm-hmm.
American Gangster from Jay-Z. Black Rain from Ozzy Osbourne. Mm. That was a big deal because that was his first album in forever.
Yeah.
Crazy Ex-Girlfriend from Miranda Lambert. Shock Value from Timbaland. A Weekend in the City from Block Party. Riot from Paramore.
That was big.
They're coming to town.
Cool.
All of a Sudden I Miss Everyone from Explosions in the Sky. On Letting Go, Circa Survive. My December, Kelly Clarkson. Echo, Silence, Patience, and Grace from Foo Fighters.
Yeah, that is great album. The Pretender.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great album. The Pretender is still one of my top 10 Foo Fighters songs.
A lot of great songs on that album. As I Am from Alicia Keys. Cease to Begin, Band of Horses. We Were Dead Before the Ship Even Sank from Modest Mouse. Finding Forever from Common. None Shall Pass from Aesop Rock. The Big Doe Rehab from Ghostface Killah. Lupe Fiasco's The Cool from Lupe Fiasco.
Ah, yes.
Get Back by Lil Bruddle. Little Brother. It's a Homestar Runner reference.
Yeah.
Red Gone Wild, the album from Redman. The Offering from Kill a Priest. Ritual of Battle from Army of Pharaohs, Carte Blanche from Fat Cat. Fat Cat.
Look out, it's Fat Cat.
Yeah. Travel at Your Own Pace. There should have been an Opposites Attract sequel with MC Cat and Paula Abdul, and then the villain Fat Cat, who's trying to take Paula Abdul from MC Cat, even though MC Cat treated her like shit. Yeah. If you listen to the song Opposites Attract, it's not very flattering.
It's not a healthy relationship. Honestly. First of all, you're dating a goddamn cartoon character.
Yeah. Let's start at the beginning.
Peter Falk. This is like Princess Bride.
Yeah. Exactly. How you sell soul to a soulless person who sold their soul from Public Enemy.
Okay. It's Public Enemy.
It's a tongue twister. Yeah. We the Best from DJ Khaled. Strength and Loyalty by Bone Thugs and Harmony. Back to the Trap House from Gucci Mane. Curtis, 50 Cent. Lost Highway from Bon Jovi. Are You Listening by Dolores O'Riordan, rest in peace. Young Modern from Silverchair. Yes, I'm a Witch from Yoko Ono,
I'm a bitch.
Yeah, okay. Is pretty good.
Yeah.
Manipulator from The Fall of Troy. Insomniac from Enrique Iglesias. Hannah Montana 2, Meet Miley Cyrus by Hannah Montana.
Hannah Montana is Miley Cyrus? What?
No. Well, you're supposed to find out on this album. Oh, it's a concept album.
Yeah, but why did she make it the title then?
And she's dumb.
Me this, Miley Cyrus fan.
Because of You by Neo, The Scene of the Crime, Betty LaVette, 100 Days, 100 Nights, Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, Epiphany by T-Pain, Big by Macy Gray, Introducing Joss Stone by Joss Stone. We'll never lose. You want tough? I'll show you tough. We'll Never Turn Back from Mavis Staples. Planet Earth by Prince. Version by Mark Ronson. Lifeline by Ben Harper and the Innocent Criminals. Go from Mario. Spirit from Leona Lewis. Dignity by Hilary Duff. No World for Tomorrow by Coheed and Cambria. So there's some of the albums that came out. Some of the big songs that were on the charts. I remember every single one of these.
Yep.
Crank That, Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy. A song I hated at the time. Again, like Party Like a Rock Star by Shop Boys. Hated those songs at the time because I was up my own ass about like hard rock and heavy metal.
They're making fun of rock stars.
Yeah, exactly. And now I love these just novelty songs.
And also, no, they're not. So yeah, shut
exactly.
up, 16, 15, 16-year-old me.
Now
baseball practice.
Now I just have an issue with one of the lyrics for Party Like a Rockstar about being on a yacht with Marilyn Manson. Because A, Marilyn Manson's a dipshit.
Yeah.
And B, I don't think Marilyn Manson and his pasty ass is going out on a yacht.
Nope.
Makes Me Wonder by Maroon 5. Umbrella by Rihanna. Huge song. Girlfriend by Avril Lavigne.
That was a big song.
Huge song. I hate that song. Yeah. I never liked that song.
Our dad likes it.
Dad liked it for some inexplicable reason.
I don't know.
Apologize from Timbaland. Party Like a Rockstar, Shop Boys. Bartender from T-Pain. Buy You a Drank, T-Pain.
Yep.
I remember that song very well.
That made him lots and lots of dough.
Oh, yeah. Lots and lots of pictures. but no, I remember that song because on the bus to baseball games, when we played baseball our freshman year, that was one of that and I Fell in Love with the Stripper were some big songs that kids on our team would sing. Thanks for the Memories, Fall Out Boy.
Yeah.
Because of You from Neo. Shut Up and Drive from Rihanna. This Is Why I'm Hot by Mims.
This Is Why I'm Hot.
Pop, Lock, and Drop It from Huey.
Yeah.
Stronger from Kanye West. Paralyzer, Finger 11. No One, Alicia Keys. Cyclone from Baby Bash. Icky Thump, The White Stripes. First Time, Lifehouse. Kiss Kiss, Chris Brown. Never Again, Kelly Clarkson. What I've Done, Linkin Park. Speaking of Transformers. Bleeding Love from Leona Lewis.
Just keep bleeding. All right.
Anyway, Get It Shawty from Lloyd. On the Hotline from Pretty Ricky. Shawty, which was, I guess it's an accompaniment piece. Shawty by Piles.
Like with San Francisco Orchestra?
No, because there's Get It Shawty and then there's Shawty.
Oh.
So maybe they're encouraging
Prelude.
Each other. I guess.
Shawty for Christmas.
Yeah. yep. I'll Be Shoddy for Christmas, Low from Flo Rida, The Way I Are by Timbaland, and Gimme More by Britney Spears. So those were some of the big songs.
Ah, gotcha. So here are some of the shows that premiered in 2007. This was the 2006 to about 2009, there was a renaissance of what we would lovingly call trash reality television. A lot of it we watched on VH1.
One of my favorite genres.
Yes. I believe in 2006 was Flavor of Love.
Yeah.
But 2007, we saw its spinoff, I Love New York.
Mm-hmm.
Ego Trips, The White Rapper Show.
Yeah.
Which
I've never heard of.
Never heard
and
of.
And I can't believe I never heard of.
We watched every episode.
Yeah.
Grease, You're the One That I Want. Dirt with Courtney Cox.
Mm-hmm.
Not The Dirt from
right.
Motley Crue.
Yeah. Courtney Cox was in Motley Crue, though.
Yeah, I know.
yeah, I know.
The Surreal Life Fame Games, which was
another one
of the offshoots of The Surreal Life, which is an enjoyable television show.
Yeah, first season especially.
Yeah. Bam's Unholy Union, which was Bam Margera.
Not a fan of Bam Margera.
Bam Margera, which made it famous or made it big on Jackass.
Yeah.
And then he had Viva La Bam and then Bam's Unholy Union. MTV milked a lot out of Bam Margera.
Death inaccurately reported by Hulk Hogan.
gonna miss you, brother.
I'm still alive, dude.
Yeah.
What a rude. He got Ryan Dunn and Bam Margera mixed up. And he tweeted a picture of himself with Bam Margera saying, like, gonna miss you, brother.
What an idiot.
He's like, he kind of still alive, dude, or like friend or bro, whatever.
Hulk Hogan and Ric Flair are never safe from us.
Yep. Exactly. I don't care. Listen, I know how important they are. I've been a wrestling fan since middle school.
Yeah.
I understand. I'm still going to make fun of them. I don't care.
Because they're laughable old men in
Ric
their
Flair's
70s.
Attempt to get one more match is kind of pathetic.
Yeah.
Not going
to
lie.
Also, he's a pacemaker, so it's very dangerous, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, engaged and underage, which follows 18 to 20-year-olds
when
they're engaged. Whatever. It's MTV.
Mm-hmm.
Dinner Impossible, which with Robert Irvin.
Twitch,
another wrestling connection. He's married to former WWE diva and TNA knockout
Gail Kim,
who was incredibly underrated.
Fantastic
in WWE,
wrestler.
But got the credit she deserved in TNA.
Yes.
Speaking of wrestling, Wrestling Society X.
Oh, yeah.
Which
yeah.
was popular for like the blink of an eye because
yep.
that's how long it was on.
Yep.
The Naked Brothers Band on Nickelodeon. Mm-hmm. Rules of Engagement on CBS, which
with
had like
David Spade,
Patrick Warburton. What's
Oliver Hudson?
Oliver Hudson.
Yeah.
The woman from Grounded for Life.
Yeah.
The
other woman
from Halloween Resurrection.
Yeah.
Which
is the greatest episode you'll never hear.
Ugh.
We did on Sucktastic Cinema.
We were talking with Ian Scherer from 616 Entertainment, who we're going to try and get on this show.
Oh,
it was
a
blast.
Yeah.
Tim and Eric, awesome show. Great job, which is the height of absurdity.
Oh, yeah.
It gave us...
It birthed Steve Brule.
It gave us Dr. Steve Brule.
Which I love.
Bizarre Foods with Andrew Zimmer. Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Yes.
The Tudors. Hilary Duff, This Is Now.
Mm-hmm.
Human Giant, which exposed me to
Aziz Ansari.
Paul Scherer,
yeah.
Scarred. Hated Scarred.
I hate that show. Not just because it was hosted by that douchebag from Papa Roach, Jacoby Shaddix.
I never understood the from Papa Roach, Jacoby Shaddix. I couldn't pick his name out. Yes, I could. Never mind.
His name is like the actor Brian Bonsall. Like
yeah.
I could not see them or hear their name
from Family Ties.
Yeah, exactly. Blank check.
Yeah,
like
a prison near you.
Yeah, exactly. Probably. Those are people and names that I maybe haven't seen or even heard their name in like a decade.
Yeah.
But for some reason, they're burrowed in my brain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it's because I hated him.
Yeah.
I just held on to it. His name is Jacoby Shaddix.
That set aside, it was one of those cringy, injury shows shown on MTV.
I don't understand that trend of people like to watch zits be popped.
Yeah.
I don't get that.
Yeah.
They have no issue with watching people like break bones and stuff.
A lot of those videos were on early YouTube.
Yeah, and it's not even like, because a lot of them are like, yeah, it's gross, I don't like it, but I'm intrigued. It's like, I'm not even intrigued.
It's gross.
It's disgusting. I have zero interest. I'm not even intrigued by it.
And that just ain't an opinion. That's a fact.
That's the fact, Jack.
Those are the facts, Jack. Yep. Flavor of Love Girls, Charm School. Yeah. So the first we've seen seasons 2 and 3 of Charm School.
Yeah.
With Rock of Love, Charm School, and then the Flavor of Love
and Rock of Love
Girls. Yeah. Those are highly entertaining.
Yep.
John and Kate plus 8.
Used to watch that a lot
on the Learning Channel.
Turns out they're both kind of shitty human beings.
Yep. And guess what? They brought 8 children into the world to help share that shittiness. I don't blame those kids. I'm
no,
not saying those kids
not.
Are shitty.
They didn't ask to have shitty parents.
But it's two dysfunctional people
who
decided to have 8 kids. And TLC didn't help the matter. TLC's evil and toxic itself.
Yeah, yep.
I say that and I still watch things
the
on
Learning
TLC.
Channel.
Pokemon Diamond and Pearl, Army Wives on the Lifetime Channel, mm-hmm. Tyler Perry's House of Pain, Bindi the Jungle Gale. Spike's Guy's Choice Awards.
Yes.
Flight of the Conchords.
Yeah,
which is
funny.
Yeah. Ice Road Truckers, Burn Notice, Greek on ABC Family.
Ah, yes.
July 15th. We just passed July 15th, the 15th anniversary. A day that lives infamously.
Yeah.
As Michael Scott would say.
Yeah.
July 15th was yesterday.
Oh!
At the time we're recording
yes.
this. Rock of Love. Brett Michaels premieres.
The reverence I have for this show, and I say that in jest.
Yeah.
But speaking of ingesting, I've ingested so much of this show.
I watched
all of its
all 3
seasons.
The spinoffs
so many times.
Everything.
Yeah.
Watched so many times, and you want to talk about punching bags. I don't agree with him politically. I think he's kind of a dunce in a lot of ways, but he seems like a nice enough guy, Brett Michaels.
Yeah.
I mean, I've heard stories to where he's a joker himself. He is comedy fodder for us.
Oh, yeah.
So he's been a punching bag for years.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
He seems like he'd be a good sport about it,
you
but that
talk
doesn't
about.
Mean...
Those shows are trash.
Yeah.
But
that's the
I
height
love
trash.
Them. And... You realize as you watch them more and you get an understanding of how reality TV works, mm-hmm. some of the edits are intentionally comedic.
Yep.
I'm like, okay, you need to give the editor a raise because that's incredible comedic timing.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
The Bill Ingvall show, speaking of incredible comedic timing, I don't really like the blue collar comedy guys.
Not really.
A show that was iconic for so many years on AMC, Mad Men, made a star of the excellent John
the
Hamm.
The wonderful St. Louis native.
I mean, of a lot of people on that show.
Oh, yeah.
But the excellent, the wonderful St. Louis native.
John Hamm.
John Hamm.
Yeah.
L.A. Inc., Phineas and Ferb, which has its own kind of cult following.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not even cult. It has a big following.
Yeah.
Yo Gabba Gabba.
Another big following.
Big following. Yeah. Celebrity Rap Superstar. Would you like to hear the contestants on Celebrity Rap Superstar?
Wasn't Scott Stapp on that show?
No.
No, I'm thinking of something different.
Yeah. It's hosted by Kevin Hart before he exploded.
Yeah.
Shar Jackson, who she was Monique in Good Burger.
Yeah.
But more well known at this time for being the mother of one of Kevin Federline's children.
K-Fed. Can you address him by his
Christian
K-Fed, name, please?
Who at the time... I think at the time he was still married to Britney Spears, which is what he was well known for.
Yeah.
Sebastian Bach, famous from rock
Skid
and
Row.
Roll, metal singer.
Gilmore Girls.
Skid Row, Gilmore Girls. Kendra Wilkinson, who all of these people.
The House Bunny.
Girls Next Door.
She's a Playboy Playmate.
Yeah. All of these people are like time capsule people, minus Sebastian Bach. They were relevant at this time. Perez Hilton.
Yeah. It's like if you watch Battle of the Network Stars and Donny Osmond's on there.
Yeah.
Like, or Linda Carter.
Yeah.
Like, they were huge. Leif Garrett.
Or Christine Ebersole.
Yeah, exactly.
Or, Christine McNichol.
Yeah.
Or Christine McNichol.
Valerie
Bertinelli.
You know, 70s TV stars.
Scott Baio.
Yeah, I think I've made my point.
Exactly. I think we got them all.
Yeah.
Countess Vaughn from The Parkers.
Yeah.
Jason Waller from The Hills and The Real O.C.
Yeah. Which, side note, The Parkers used to... like come on before SmackDown on Thursday nights.
Yeah.
And so we
the
would
Parker's
always
girlfriends.
Yeah, we would always catch the on UPN.
On
we
UPN,
would, we
yeah.
would always catch the tail end of the Parkers or girlfriends. So I've never seen a full episode, but there's a a small nostalgia for the Parkers.
Some of you may know Tracee Ellis Ross first from Black-ish.
Yeah.
I know her first from Girlfriends.
Yeah.
Just saying. Mm-hmm. I get no awards, and may God have mercy on my soul. Mm-hmm. Efren Ramirez, Pedro from from
I thought we were
Napoleon Dynamite.
In deaths for some reason.
Sorry.
Well, his career.
Rewind. And Jamal Anderson, who was a star running back for the Falcons in the 90s, but has had a few run-ins with the police, including being banned from a quick trip in Suwanee, Georgia for exposing himself while intoxicated. I'm just telling you, that's not a hot dog on the rollers.
Yes.
Californication with David Duchovny. iCarly, the Steve Wilkos show, which is very much like Maury Povich, very much like Jerry Springer. And we've watched countless hours.
Because of course we have.
TMZ, Gossip Girl, Mansers, which is a ridiculous television show on Spike TV. Chuck with the great Zachary Levi and ran for many seasons. Yeah. Big Bang Theory, terrible television show in my opinion.
Terrible television show.
Kid Nation, which is a ridiculous premise for a show. Yeah. It's very dangerous. If you watch, he's polarizing, but if you watch JonTron on YouTube, he did a very funny episode talking about Kid Nation.
Kid Nation.
Cavemen, which was capitalizing off of the Geico Cavemen commercials. America's Most Smartest Model, Shot at Love with Tequila, Siesta the Dress, Wizards of Waverly Place, the Scourges of Society are introduced to the world, keeping up with the Kardashians. The next great American band, Clash of Choirs. Ending, so like we said earlier, shows that end that I'm about to say that had their finales were pre-2000s.
Yeah.
Celebrity Deathmatch on MTV, Road Rules, Seventh Heaven, King of Queens, The Sopranos, Stargate, SG-1, Crocodile Hunter, and Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Oh, okay. Well, all right. Let's get into some sports. All right. So for football, he's most widely regarded as the biggest NFL draft bust of all time.
Jamarcus Russell
is drafted. The Colts beat the Bears for the 2006 season in the Super Bowl, which took place in 2007. Mm-hmm. In the national championship, the Gators beat the Buckeyes.
Mm-hmm.
The Patriots become the second team after the 72 Dolphins to win all their regular season games after defeating. Funny enough, they defeated the Giants the final week of the season to become 16-0, and then they would lose the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And the Giants would spoil their perfect season in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. They still surpassed the Dolphins.
Yeah, exactly.
The Dolphins were 17-0.
Yeah.
The Patriots were 18-0.
Yeah. Yeah. The Red Sox sweep the Rockies in the World Series. Mm-hmm. Craig Biggio gets his 3,000th hit.
One of the Killer Bees. Hall of Famer.
Oh, yeah. The Spurs beat the Cavs. They sweep the Cavs in the NBA championship. Tony Parker is named Finals MVP.
Another Hall of Famer.
So former Mr. Eva Longoria.
Eva Longoria.
Alberto Contador wins the 2007 Tour de France.
I
know a lot of names.
I've heard so many of the names without ever watching more than 5 minutes of the Tour de France because our dad.
Every summer.
Yeah. We haven't lived at our parents' house for a number of years, but. Yeah. I would still imagine every summer he watches the Tour de France.
Yep.
All of the Tour de France.
Oh, yeah.
All 5-hour blocks of it.
Whatever.
For like 2 weeks.
Yeah. The Ducks beat the Senators in 5 to win the Stanley Cup. Mm-hmm. Scott Niedermeyer wins the Conn Smythe Trophy. Some of the single season, some of the regular season awards, the Calder Memorial, which is the Rookie of the Year, is Evgeny Malkin.
Yeah.
The Hart Trophy, which is the most valuable player, is Sidney Crosby. The Vezina, which is for the most outstanding goaltender, is Martin Brodeur.
Mm-hmm.
Some wrestling news. Some wrestling. You guys like wrestling? The Chris Benoit double murder suicide, obviously.
That was the biggest thing.
Yeah. WrestleMania 23. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was 07. It was the Money in the Bank. Mr. Kennedy won the Money in the Bank. Chris Benoit beat MVP for the United States title. The Undertaker beat Batista for the world title.
Yeah.
Hair versus hair match. Stone Cold was the special guest. Bobby Lashley with Donald Trump beat the severely underrated Umaga with Mr. McMahon. Or not necessarily underrated, but a a push that ended too soon and a life that ended too soon.
He's definitely a greatly appreciated
wrestler. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And he's from the big Samoan family with Rikishi and The Rock, Roman Reigns.
Really just anybody.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then John Cena beat Shawn Michaels for the WWE title. Some of PWI's awards, the Wrestler of the Year is John Cena. Tag Team of the Year is Paul London and Brian Kendrick. Mm-hmm. Used to love to watch
them. Love watching them.
Match of the Year is Cena versus Shawn Michaels on Raw.
Yeah,
on
April 23rd. The night after WrestleMania. Went like an hour.
Oh, yeah. The Feud of the Year is Kurt Angle versus Samoa Joe in TNA. Most Popular Wrestler of the Year is John Cena. Most Hated is Randy Orton. Comeback of the Year is Jeff Hardy. Most Improved is Candice Michelle. Most Inspirational is Jeff Jarrett. And the Rookie of the Year is Hornswoggle. There weren't a whole lot of rookies that year.
Nope.
And then in the WWE Hall of Fame, the inductees were Dusty Rhodes, Mr. Perfect, Jerry the King Lawler, Jim Ross, The Sheik, Nick Bockwinkel, and Mr. Fuji.
Dusty Rhodes, I actually watched his Hall of Fame speech a few months ago. Excellent.
Very good.
You cannot understate the importance of Dusty Rhodes.
I thought you were saying you cannot understand a word that comes out of his mouth.
No, but he's one of the most important people in professional wrestling in the last 50 years.
Yep.
Finally, let's round it out with some video games.
Video games.
World of Warcraft, The Burning Crusade on PC. World of Warcraft is no pun intended, it's a world of its own.
Yeah.
NCAA March Madness 07, Sonic the Hedgehog on PS3, MVP 07 NCAA Baseball, Winning 11 Pro Evolution Soccer 2007. Played a lot of Winning 11-7, which came out a few years before that.
Yeah.
NBA Street Home Court, Dance Dance Revolution Universe.
Home court.
Yeah, home team.
Home team.
Grand Theft Auto Hometown. Vice City Story.
Yeah.
Won't get into the weeds there. yeah. With the hiccup hook.
Hometown.
Cause that's where I live.
Mount Vernon. Cause that's where I live.
Grand Theft Auto Vice City Stories, which I actually found a live stream of people live stream playing Rockstar games.
Cool.
So
that's awesome.
And old PlayStation games, nice. And PlayStation horror games.
Well, they're probably like really long videos.
Yeah, I mean, it's a 24-hour live stream.
Oh, okay.
So, the other day, I landed on Metal Gear Solid. Nice. But then this morning, I landed on something else.
I think I might have seen those.
It could be like how they're, quote-unquote, 24-hour live streaming the Addams Family, but it's only like four episodes that they're just having loop.
Yeah.
The television show, The Addams Family.
Yeah.
God of War 2.
Oh, yeah.
Medal of Honor Vanguard. Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell Double Agent.
Mm-hmm.
Guitar Hero 2.
Oh, big game. Yeah,
that Christmas we got Guitar Hero and Guitar Hero 2.
Yeah, played a lot of that. Never any difficulty other than medium.
Yeah, nothing higher than medium.
Yeah, but I don't claim to be great at Guitar
Hero. Yeah, exactly. I want to win.
Exactly. I want to do a good job, and I didn't feel like being angry while I was learning.
Yeah, I don't want to add a fifth button.
Yeah.
Sing Star Pop. Metal, MLB 07 The Show, which we had.
Played a lot of that.
Tomb Raider Anniversary, NCAA Football 08, Madden 08, Bioshock, Medal of Honor Airborne, NHL 08, Zoe 101 Field Trip Fiasco, which the end screen is a poorly rendered Jamie Lynn Spears show is showing up shrugging with text that says, "Oops, y'all. Looks like you got preggers. Game over."
This is the beginning of the game.
That's the end of it.
Oh,
that's looks the field, like you got, that's the field trip fiasco.
Doesn't even matter if you do everything correctly. You get pregnant at the end.
Same thing happened in Halo 3.
Yeah, exactly.
FIFA 2008, Tony Hawk's Proven Ground, SpongeBob's Atlantis SquarePantis, Guitar Hero 3, Legends of Rock, which came out later in 2008.
Yeah.
No, it still came out in 2007. The Witcher on Windows. The Witcher, which is becoming a Netflix series.
Yeah.
Call of Duty 4, Modern Warfare. Lego Star Wars, The Complete Saga. SmackDown vs. Raw 2008, which we had.
Played that.
Assassin's Creed. Uncharted. Drake's Fortune. Rock Band. Django World Tour.
Django World Tour?
Yes.
I also thought you said Django on World Tour.
Time Crisis 4, Godzilla Unleashed, which at the end has a poorly rendered Godzilla version of Jamie Lynn Spears shrugging and text saying, "Oops, y'all got preggers." The end. And that's going to wrap up the year 2007.
What a year.
What a year. As we said earlier, everything we just talked about celebrates 15 years of existence.
Yep.
And that is unless you died in 2007. Yeah. 15 years gone.
Oh, no. Yesterday. If you died in 2007, mazel tov.
It's sad, yes. But also you could say if you died in 2007, you don't have to experience the shit that we've had to experience in this decade so far.
And also, we're talking to, like, we're talking to somebody.
we're performing a seance right now.
If you died in 2007.
Via a Ouija board.
Why?
Talking to the people from 2007, you don't have to deal with all of this shit.
Yeah. Why'd you go in?
Why'd you have to go and die? Another offense reference.
Yep.
But that's the year 2007. Yep. Thank you all for listening. And until the next time,
be good to yourselves, be good to each other, because why would you want to be rude when you could be rad? We'll see you next time.
This concludes our broadcast day.